Today is Thursday, October 16th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Fossil Day. No, it's not. This is a repeat. Wait a minute. Oh, no, I need today's. It is Get to Know Your Customers Day, which is always good for a product manager. It's National Sports Day. It's also National Liqueur Day. Midori is probably my favorite. I would classify that as a liqueur. Liqueur, liqueur. It's Department Store Day. It's National Bosses Day, National Dictionary Day. My grandmother used to say dictionary. Even though she wasn't British, she wasn't any other race is the wrong word. Nationality that has a different accent. But she used to say dictionary. Dictionary. It's also National Get Smart With Your Budget Day. Sorry. Get smart around your credit day. Oh my God. So we have some voicemails. I bet they're from Scotty. Let's have a listen.
Adam, it's Scotty Rossi Butler. Today's the 15th of October, 2025.
Wow. Are you caught up?
I'm so far behind on your show. Who knows what you've been talking about. But I've just been to see my GP about my bloody psycho-bullying boss.
Yep.
So I can get a referral to a psychiatrist, which is what I will need when I try to get a workers' compensation claim or something for all this bloody shit. And my doctor just said, oh, I'm going to give you, prescribe these tablets as well, you know, which will just help you take one in the morning, help you keep calm, make sure you don't hit your boss or punch her in the face.
Yeah.
I said, I'm not sure I have to worry about that, but anyway. And he's prescribed me sertraline 50 milligrams. And I know you're on all sorts of like psychotic medications. So
how dare you?
Check if that's the one that you're taking to keep you calm, even though I've heard recently that it's not really working and you don't like taking it. I don't want to take it either. I don't want to bloody be on frickin' antipsychotic drugs because of my bloody shit work and my boss.
I hear you.
Anyway, I'll keep you updated. Bye-bye.
Well, thanks for the call, Scotty. You know, so I'm going to get it wrong, but I think it's clonazepam? Clonopin? Clonopin. Clonazepam is what it's called. And I only take a half a milligram twice a day. And then there are a couple other anxiety medications. One is called Buspirone. One is called Propranolol, I think. But these are all probably U.S., you know, names for things. And then she's trying to figure out an antidepressant that'll work for me. I'm not opposed to drugs for mental stuff. And the reason is because your brain is an organ. You can have problems, and those can be health problems that need to have some sort of, so it's not like I'm, you know, out there smoking crack or something like that. It's, you know, these are, a psychologist is reviewing my symptoms and saying, hey, I think this will help with your symptom. So I'm perfectly okay with that. It's just that so far things have not worked. Now, the Clonopin works. And in fact, if I mix the Clonopin with the Buspirone, chef's kiss. Like I can go in a meeting and I don't feel bad. I don't feel woozy or different. My personality is not different. But what it does, or at least I don't think my personality is different, but what it does is it calms me. Because I am anxious about so many things. And when work gets really stressful and I have all of these meetings that I have to go in and I have to present, and people are questioning me and they're, you know, they're criticizing potentially in a business friendly way, but my brain does not work that way. If you give me constructive criticism, I still feel like, you know, oh, like I'm horrible. I'm the worst product manager in the world. They should fire me right now. Like one piece of constructive criticism and, you know, that's where my brain goes. So it's in health. You know, I have one little headache and I think I'm dying of cancer. It's and I'm afraid to go to doctors and it's all of these things. So there are things that have built up in my life. I'm not ashamed of them. One of the points of my podcast is to try to be as honest as possible. And so I share these things. But so I don't have a problem if it's something that you really need. But yeah, I think name brands are going to be different in different countries. So I'm not really sure if what you're taking is what I'm taking. We haven't figured out the antidepressant, but really most of my problem is anxiety. So the anxiety is causing a little bit of depression or potentially sometimes a lot of depression, makes me weepy and I cry a lot. Mark is probably so sick of me crying because it's so overwhelming, like work and all of this stuff. So that being said, I have a little bit of an announcement and it's nothing. Well, it depends on how you look at it. But right now in my life, you know, I have three podcasts. I have Throwing Down, I have The Gay Mix, and I have Geeky Gay. And I never have any intentions of ending Geeky Gay. Like I will never, you know, unless my voice goes away, you know, and I can't. And even then I could write out a script and have it read by my favorite AI voice, you know, or whatever. Of course, who knows? As much as I get hoarse and stuff like that, you guys might wish that I did that now. But anyway, so here, the bottom line is, and what happens, and the same listeners that listen to Geeky Gay, listen to The Gay Mix, listen to Throwing Down, listen to all of these things, and I only have so many stories in my life, right? And The Mix and Throwing Down both allow me to maintain contact with friends of mine who I want to continue podcasting with. Geeky Gay is the one that I do on my own. So for now, and I don't know if this is going to start next week, you'll know when it happens, but the bottom line is I'm going to cut back Geeky Gay to once a week. And I know you're like, oh my God, Adam, you're my support for getting to work every day. And for that, I apologize. You know, if you take me on your daily run, can I suggest Big Fatty Online? If you're not already listening to him. Things are just really busy. They're really hectic. As you guys know, I am dealing with some trying to get anxiety under control. There's a chance that I may have to look for another job because I just may, you know, it may be to the point where this job, even though I make good money and Mark and I are able to travel and all of those things, it's looking more and more like with the bureaucracy and the way things are set up in my work, and nothing bad about the people I work with, but it's just not conducive to my mental health. Which means I'm going to have to spend extra time out there looking and seeing what's available. It would be nice if it was with the same company because then I could potentially keep similar benefits, you know, to like number of PTO days and stuff like that. So there are just some things that are going to be going on and I can't keep up this schedule of recording 5 days a week, plus recording The Mix, plus recording Throwing Down, plus church, plus trying to find a new job, plus trying to get my anxiety under control, like all of this stuff. I love you people. I love all of my listeners. Well, I mean, even Scotty was like, I'm so behind. I'm back in July. So 5 days a week is probably hard for a lot of you guys to keep up with anyway. I can hear Big Fatty playing, you know, bagpipes on his show. I'm not I love podcasting, and Geeky Gay is not going away. You know, I've always said if I didn't have any other podcast, Geeky Gay is my own thing. Nobody can cancel it. And I'm not canceling it, but it's going to go to one day a week. I'm going to have to change my beginning. Maybe I should ask you guys for ideas. Because I can't say 5 days a week and you listen if I'm not. But anyway, I wanted to be honest with you guys and share. We will have a full 5 days this week. It's likely that starting next week, you'll only get one. Maybe I'll make it a little bit longer and add some segments. And we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But that's what's happening. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.